Previewing the March 31st USDA reports. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update, especially in the market sector. And what is currently affecting those numbers? There is a lot of talk about the USDA's acreage and grain stocks report that will come out on this coming Monday. Chad Hart, an agricultural economist with Iowa State University Extension, says he's most interested in the grain stocks report.
When you look at our export pace thus far, our export sales, and that's been going real well. We know what ethanol has been using up. The big wild card is always feed. And when we look here, well, it's these quarterly stocks reports that really give us that sense of what's happening within the feed markets. That's a big one for me because we had some positive demand momentum through exports and ethanol. Can feed add to that to sort of help push this market forward a bit?
He says the Q2 grain stocks numbers can get a little tricky.
Oh, yeah, definitely the case. I mean, this one is a little bit of an oddball because you're right. The idea is that we do see a lot of grain tend to move in January, mainly arguably due to tax reasons, but it's also this case of, let's face it, this is like the halftime report for demand. So we're finally getting to see, okay, we're halfway through the marketing year. What has been going on out there? We are getting those weekly reports on exports and ethanol, which help clear up a lot more of it. So it's still a little wonky, but it's not as bad as it was, say, 20 years ago.
Hart predicts the usage numbers will be strong in this upcoming report.
A fair number of farmers did take advantage of January and February to move some crop along. Not only did we see them making those January sales for tax purposes, but I think we also saw a few farmers take that price rally that we experienced early in the year and leverage that for some additional sales.
Now just waiting on the series of reports for Monday. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.